CourageousChristianFather.com, boldly blogging for God, being led by the Holy Spirit to help others know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. CourageousChristianFather.com.
Steve here with CourageousChristianFather.com, and today's podcast is 20 reasons when to keep your mouth shut. I have a free printable on that blog post. If you go to CourageousChristianFather.com and you go to the 20 reasons when to keep your mouth shut, it has the 20 reasons, plus it has some Bible verses to go along with it. So you can use it in small group, youth group, Sunday school, wherever you need to. Print it out, put it up at home, work, wherever. But there's 20 reasons on here. Number one, in the heat of anger, Proverbs 14, 17. When you don't have all the facts, that's a good one. Proverbs 18, 13. When you haven't verified the story, Deuteronomy 17, 6. If your words will offend a weaker brother, 1 Corinthians 8, 11. If your words will be a proof reflection of the Lord or your friends and family, 1 Peter 2, 21 through 23. When you are tempted to joke about sin, that's Proverbs 14, 9. When you would be ashamed of your words later on, Proverbs 8, 8. We often do that, and that brings me to a blog post called Before You Speak, Think. There's an acronym for the word think, taking each letter of think, T-H-I-N-K, and making an acronym with it to make you think before you speak. So you can check that out. There's a link on that 20 Reasons When to Keep Your Mouth Shut blog post. So that would be a good thing to check out. Number eight, when you're tempted to make light of holy things, Ecclesiastes 5:2. Number nine, if your words would convey a wrong impression, Proverbs 17:27. Now we're at number 10. If the issue is none of your business, we all like to get into other people's businesses and stuff, which sometimes we shouldn't. Proverbs 14:10. Go to number 11. When we are tempted to tell an outright lie, Proverbs 4:24. Numero 12. If your words will damage someone's reputation, Proverbs 16:27, and that could relate to some of these other ones, making sure you got all the facts of the story, because sometimes we just go by hearsay or what other people say. So, you know, we could ruin somebody's reputation by that. If your words will destroy a friendship, Proverbs 25, verse 28. Number 14, when you are feeling critical, James 3:9. If you can't speak without yelling, that would be Proverbs 25:28. That was a little dramatic, right? Well, when it's time to listen, Proverbs 13:1. There's a time to speak and there's a time to listen. And too often we just speak, and I'm probably guilty of that quite a bit. If you may have to eat your words later, which is number 17, which we tend to do that. They don't taste good once we have to eat them. Proverbs 18:21. Number 18, if you have already said it more than one time, that does become nagging. Proverbs 19:13. Number 19, when you are tempted to flatter a wicked person, check out Proverbs 24:24. And number 20, when you're supposed to be working instead, look at Proverbs 14:23. Here's a Bible verse for you all on this. Check out Proverbs 21:23. Whoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. So you can download this printable on CourageousChristianFather.com. You can do a search for it, 20 Reasons When to Keep Your Mouth Shut, and it'll take you to there, and you can print this little printable that you can, again, use for small groups, Sunday school, youth group, or just to put up somewhere and just to have. You can also check out the post I mentioned earlier, Think, you know, Think Before You Speak, with the acronym THINK in it. And also, I've got a blog post on the tongue, and I'm sure there's other related blog posts you can check out at CourageousChristianFather.com. And thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you all have a great day, and God bless. Thank you for listening to CourageousChristianFather.com, the podcast series. Make sure that you not only subscribe to this podcast, but also you subscribe to CourageousChristianFather.com blog, where you can read many blog posts. You can also follow Courageous Christian Father on all of the major social media networks. And have a great day, and God bless.